We're telling stories of cheating death today on Sound Effect, and this next tale of a brush with mortality takes place underwater. That's a world that's normally a haven for Katie Morgan. Katie works with us here at KNKX, and she's also a longtime serious scuba diver. She's been at it for decades, ever since she got hooked on scuba in Hawaii.
My first dive was off the shore, and we dove into these James Bond-like caves where there was an air pocket. So you get up and sit on the side. And then we went to the next one. It was the Cave of the Five Sharks or something like that. And so 30-some-odd years later, I'm still diving. I suppose it's like a drink to an alcoholic. You don't think about anything else. You don't think about finances, relationships, work, anything else but what's in front of you. I've always wanted to dive at the underwater dome in the Seattle Aquarium. It is a 400,000-gallon tank. So there's 105 windows all the way around. And so they have a 360-degree view of what's going on. It's a commitment. It's every other week. My role at the Seattle Aquarium as a volunteer diver, I do the afternoon feeding shift in the dome. So we take some food down from the Pike Place Market, and we take it down and we talk to the kids and we feed the fish. We have intercoms where we can speak through the speakers in the dome. We talk about anything from ocean plastics to acidification or just questions that the kids may have. And I don't feed fish in the wild, so to be able to snuggle with a wolf eel and, you know, feed it squid and have it, you know, just rest negatively in my arm, I love that. So I wasn't feeling great. There wasn't anything that was keeping me from diving. It wasn't a sinus thing or a congestion thing. So I geared up, got in the water, started feeding the fish, and talking to the kids. During the show, I don't think that there was a problem, except for I kept floating up, and I'd let some air out, and then I'd sink too fast. So I used my left hand to let air out or put air in this buoyancy compensator device. So I must have been having difficulty with my hand at that time. And so I just couldn't figure out why I couldn't get my buoyancy down. I was up and down and up and down. And then once our dive was done, we've wiped down all the windows. We get up to the ladder. And I was having such a hard time getting up the ladder. I was weak. But I didn't know why I was weak. So I was just having an off day, but I didn't really know what was going on. And when I was falling into the railing as I was going down the spiral staircase, and then when I got into the bathroom, and the suit that I was wearing felt like it was made of lead, and I just wanted to sit down in the middle of the floor. And that's when I knew that I needed help, because I would never sit down in the middle of a public restroom. So that's when I called for help. As soon as we got to Swedish, it was the expression on the doctor's face that initially terrified me. And that's when I knew I was in trouble. And then they whisked me off, and I got an MRI and several CAT scans. And he said, "You've had a stroke." They told me where in the brain it was, and he showed me some images. As I was in the hospital, I lost more mobility. I couldn't use my left hand. I could no longer move my toes. My face went completely slack on the left. That was terrifying. Because honestly, my identity is based around the fun things that I do. I mean, I literally work to live. And so if all of that is gone, it was just sort of hard to deal with. Most of my friendships are based on the activities that I do. It wasn't that I didn't think that they were good people. It was just like, I can no longer do any of these things. And do I lose that whole network of people that I absolutely love to hang out with? I felt very small. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way that I couldn't move. And I really didn't want to speak to anybody about it. I like to think of myself as strong. And if you tell me I can't do something, that's usually all the encouragement I need to figure it out or how to find a way to make something work. I didn't realize at that time I've lost that person. I just knew that, I guess I was scared. I had plans to dive with a buddy the following weekend, but I was also going down to my aunt's funeral. And so on Friday when I got out of the hospital, he's texting. He's a good dive buddy, but you just don't know how decent people are until something bad happens. He offered to drive me all the way to Portland and back just for my aunt's funeral. And he didn't pry with questions. And so I brought people into the fold one by one. I think it was within a month or a month and a half. The same buddy was patient with me, and we went down to Alki. It's about a mile from my home, and we tried to go down, and I couldn't get past 8 feet without it just crushing my skull. So the space in between my skull and my brain felt, there was just a horrific pain. So he just let me sit there for however long it took. And then I got down a little further, and then we did a dive, but I wasn't comfortable. So the next time I went down, we just took time and sat in green water for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, just until I could get there. I wasn't really ready at that point. That was probably late August, early September, but it was something that kept me going. I am different than I was. Hopefully I'm better. It's different. I let people help me. It's difficult for me, but when I first started diving, it was a different atmosphere. There were lots of women doing it, not as many as today, but the attitude was that if you can't do everything yourself, you should not be doing this at all. So I have trouble accepting help, but I am open to it because I think that if there was somebody in the pity party for one stage, to hear that you can go from that to dive in the Galapagos, I spent the 1 year anniversary of the stroke building houses in Malawi and swimming in the Devil's Pool at the edge of Victoria Falls. It just, that's the message, that it's possible to come out of it. Maybe not 100% and definitely different, but you'll come out okay.